Welcome back, Las Vegas and Palm Springs. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and 98.1 FM at our sister station in Palm Springs. This is the last hour of this show. My, how time flies when you're having fun. And I'm going to be having fun behind this mic all week because I'm usually only behind this mic for Wayne on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3 to 4, but Wayne is still in Asia. The capitalist evangelist warrior is raising some money for a new project that he's about to launch. So I am going to be here with you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. Pacific time. And I don't want to be anywhere else. I love this microphone, and I love our listeners because I always learn something new when they call in. So I'm going to open up the lines. We don't have any more guests. This last hour is going to be a free-for-all. Try to keep your comments in accordance with what we've talked about. Or actually, you know what? If I haven't talked about something and you want to talk about it, we can talk about that too. You can call toll-free, 844-927-6691. That's 844-WAR-NOW-1. So I'm cruising Drudge Report and a couple other news sites during this last news break, and I'm thinking, where are we going to go for this last hour? Well, I'm going to go back to illegal immigration because that's where we started. And a headline, that's where we started actually at the 3 o'clock hour. And the headline at the Washington Times is illegal immigration dropped 27% in January. Geez, I wonder why. Maybe enforcing the law is acting as a deterrent for a change? It says illegal immigration across the southwest border plummeted in January as the flow of both illegal immigrant families and children traveling alone dried up, according to numbers released by Customs and Border Protection on Monday. Now, the numbers, they claim, are still high compared to past years, but total apprehensions of migrants trying to sneak across the border fell 27% to 31,575. Now, it's 31,575. That's larger than some towns in Nevada. So where do you think all these 31,000 people are going to go? Do you think they're going to go to, a sanctuary city? Whereby even our Nevada governor is considering making this a sanctuary state. And I opened the show with ITIN, and in case you didn't hear that is the identification number given to illegal aliens, quote-unquote, undocumented workers. And because they don't have Social Security numbers or they haven't stolen a Social Security number yet, they are given this ITIN number, and that is a way that the federal government recoups tax dollars from their claims. Now, Barack Obama put this program on steroids, whereby he reduced the amount that an illegal immigrant needs to earn in order to claim 20 dependents under ITIN. No longer do they have to make a minimum of $12,500. They only need to make $3,000 annually. And they claim up to 20 dependents. Now, according to the IRS, dependents don't have to be your kids. No, no, no. Your dependents can be your stepkids, your aunt, your uncle, your cousins, anybody, because, according to the IRS, they gave a specific exemption to ITIN holders who dependents, or excuse me, a specific exemption to dependents of ITIN holders if they come from Mexico or Canada. Well, isn't that nice? Now, in 9 years and up to the year 2010, before Barack Obama put this program on steroids, we had paid out over $14.2 billion in refunds to illegal immigrants and their dependents. $14.2 billion. Now, since that program has been put on steroids, what do you think? I mean, that's 7 years ago. And under the open border policies of Barack Obama, you know, they keep saying 11 million people are in the shadows. 11 million people are in the shadows. No, because we've got at least 21 million on ITIN so far. And really, these people aren't hiding in the shadows. I mean, they got Twitter accounts. You know, they're registering voters. You know, they got cell phones. They're going to the Democrat National Committee giving speeches. And an illegal immigrant, an illegal alien in this state by the name of Astrid Silva, who I have talked about since I've had this mic, is tapped tomorrow after the joint session of Congress, whereby President Trump is going to deliver his first address. She is going to give the Spanish response for the Democrat Party. Astrid Silva is going to give the Spanish response on behalf of the Democrat Party. So now the Democrat Party, their face is an illegal alien. Now let's get into Astrid Silva, shall we? She hasn't blocked me on Twitter yet, unlike her employer called Plan Nevada. And she, I think, has probably a couple employers. And I bet you any money that Astrid Silva has an ITIN number if she works for Plan Nevada. And I bet you any money that Astrid Silva has claimed 20 dependents. Because why wouldn't you? It's legal, according to the IRS. But if you read Astrid Silva's Twitter feed, she's frightened. She's afraid that she's going to be deported. But yet she has no problem being on center stage and in the national spotlight, whether it's on the stage at the DNC National Convention or if it's in the response for the congressional joint session. Now, Astrid Silva, not only is she illegal, but not only does she work for George Soros, but she knew Harry Reid since she was 4 years old. Now, I ask you, if, according to federal law, if you aid and abet an illegal alien, that's a federal crime with a punishment, a felony up, with a punishment of up to 10 years. If Harry Reid knew her since she was four, which I've all documented, okay? I know more about Astrid than she probably wants me to know. Because she's not in the shadows. So if Harry Reid has been aiding and abetting this illegal alien since she was four, and I'm figuring she's around, I don't know, 28, late 20s, why hasn't he been charged with a crime? She has all this time to work on behalf of the Marxist organization that George Soros founded, Plan Nevada. She has all this time to be tapped by the Hillary Clinton campaign to get out the vote in Nevada. And do you know that Astrid Silva, along with her Plan Nevada cabal, her employer, were bragging, her and the Culinary Union, because the Culinary Union loves Astrid. Yes, they do. So does the SEIU. So does Unite.org. And all of the Marxist coalition that they've built in this state, unchecked and unwatched for many, far too many years. But see, I know who these people are. Why? Because I'm a California refugee. And I saw the same players and the same cast of characters in California. And I saw them destroy that state and destroy the middle class, all in the name of diversity. And all in the name of establishing sanctuary cities from one end of the state to the other. And I saw the fraud. And I saw the corruption. And I saw them give illegal aliens driver's licenses. And I saw them give them the right to vote. And if you don't think that illegal aliens are voting, then you're a fool. Now let me bring you up to date on some voter fraud. I have said since I've had this mic and since November 9th, this state was stolen. And the reason I know the state was stolen is because I have a friend named Stan Vaughn who ran in Assembly District 15, this teeny little district up in northeast Las Vegas. Only 18,000 people voted in his district. And oh, guess what? The Democrat Elliot Anderson, who's an incumbent, won. And we got our butts kicked from one top of the state to the next. Whether it was Joe Heck or Danny Tarkanian or the rest, the state turned blue from red. And when I saw that, I said, that's fraud. You know why? Because this state is easy to rig. All they needed was a template. And when you look at how many people voted in this state, then you'll understand where I'm coming from. Only 1 million people voted in this state. 900,000 of those votes came from Clark County. The rest came from Washoe County and then a few other counties. But about 90,000 came from Washoe County, which is northern Nevada, Tahoe, Reno area. Donald Trump only lost this state by 25,000 votes. Many of our incumbent former assemblymen, Republican assemblymen, lost by just 1,000 votes, some 500 votes. And so that music means we need to go to break, but it's not going to stop me from talking about voter fraud when we come back, because I've got some updates for you that you're not going to want to miss. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, and we'll be right back. Welcome back, Las Vegas and Palm Springs. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, live from Las Vegas, Nevada, and 98.1 FM in our sister city of Palm Springs. Now, before we went to break, I was telling you about Astrid Silva. She is going to give this statement delivering the Democrat response to President Trump's joint address to Congress tomorrow. So keep a lookout for her. It'll be in Spanish, of course. And I want, actually, Irma Aguirre of Nevada, who owns El Sombrero Restaurant, my favorite Mexican restaurant in town, I want her to give the Republican response, because Irma actually knows Astrid. You know how Irma knows Astrid? Because while Astrid hasn't had any time in her 24 years while being a resident, an illegal resident of Nevada, she hasn't had any time to, you know, become a citizen. Right. Not even with Harry Reid knowing her since she was 4 years old. But she has all the time in the world, like I said, to go to the Democrat National Convention and give a speech there. Tomorrow she's giving another speech. She's registering voters. She's working for Plan Nevada. I'm sure she's under an ITIN and defrauding the American taxpayer that way, although legally. Irma Aguirre knows Astrid Silva because Astrid Silva had plenty of time to go with her fellow illegal immigrants or whomever to El Sombrero Restaurant. And not to eat, not to keep the restaurant going, no. To shut it down. To protest it. To scream and yell and block the entrance of El Sombrero Restaurant. Irma Aguirre, the owner of El Sombrero Restaurant, hosted a lunch on behalf of many Hispanic leaders in this town for President Trump, then candidate Trump. Because candidate Trump had requested a meeting with Hispanic leaders. He reached out to them, said, I'd love to talk to you about how we can make your businesses grow and what we can do from a federal level to reduce regulations, etc. And because she hosted candidate Trump, Astrid and all of her Marxist minions descended on that restaurant and protested. Irma and her employees even got death threats. So I would like to, and I'm going to tweet Donald Trump tonight. I don't know if he'll see it. I'm going to talk to a couple other people. I want Irma Aguirre as our response, a legally documented Hispanic business leader in Nevada who contributes an enormous amount outside of just good food to this community. I want Irma on our side, because she already is, but I want her on the national stage speaking on behalf of law-abiding immigrants, because there's plenty of them. Do you think that these immigrants that are flooding across our border, do you think that they're coming for anything but safety and security? I mean, they're running from drug cartels. They're running from the violence by which these drug cartels create throughout their various third world countries and states. But yet, what do they find in a sanctuary city? But like in Las Vegas, for example, 100% spike in crime, 100% violent spike in crime. Do you think they want to live amongst that? In Chicago, I was just reading Drudge headlines. More than a dozen people killed just in the last few days. Again, a sanctuary city. You know, the Democrats always want to put words in our mouth and say we're against immigrants. We are not against immigrants. We are against illegal immigrants who use our system for their benefit and against our own. We want them to contribute, but we want them to contribute legally. We want them to learn the international language of business, which is English, so they can rise above and become better earners for their family and themselves. So Astrid Silva, the illegal alien who has yet to be deported, was responsible and tapped by the Hillary Clinton campaign to get out the vote. Plan Nevada, along with the Culinary Union and the SEIU, had a huge voter registration drive. They were bragging on Twitter that they registered 400,000 voters. Now you tell me, only 1 million people voted in this state. And they're telling me that 400,000 voters came from them? Really? Were there not voters here that existed before I got here or before they got here? So Stan Vaughn, in that little assembly district that only had 18,000 people vote, he's a genius. 196 IQ, expert in pattern recognition, and also worked for the post office. And unlike 99.9% of the candidates out there, he sent out his campaign flyers first class mail. Why? Because he noticed when he was walking his precinct that there were addresses and people that didn't exist. So he said, you know what? If I send it out first class mail, the post office has to return it to me with a reason as to why the mail couldn't be delivered. And of approximately, you know, the 10,500, 11,000 envelopes, somewhere around there that he sent out, so far he has gotten 10,310 envelopes back from actively registered Democrat voters. Now, the Secretary of State in this state and everybody else is going to tell me, well, you know, he probably used old lists. No, he didn't. And you know what? And if you are truly interested in finding that information out, why don't you pick up the envelopes? No one seems to be interested in these envelopes. Well, actually, I can't say no one, but the people that are in power in this state weren't interested in the envelopes. The 10,300 envelopes from actively registered voters. And the reasons that came back, why the mail couldn't be delivered, deceased, person doesn't exist, no address, no mail receptacle, et cetera, et cetera. So we have all this evidence, right? So we asked the Clark County Registrar's Office, headed by Joe Gloria, that hack. We asked him for, can you send us over a list of who voted? Oh, yeah, sure, I'll get around to it. So he finally gets around to it. He sends us a list that's in alphabetical order by first name. So we're supposed to go through this list with the first name compared to the last. Uh-uh. So I put out a call to action. I said, is there anybody out there that can help me from a technological standpoint to make some sense out of this mess that has been dumped on our laps by elected officials in this state who don't really seem to give a flying fig about what we've uncovered? And I got a response. And I got a great, great response. So much of a great response that we have evidence. We have evidence. And I believe that this evidence is credible. We can't say with 100% assuredness that dead people voted. But we can say with a pretty good idea. And why we can't say with 100% assuredness is because as independent investigators, we can't get to the same information that the feds can, right? So we only have a birth year. We don't have a birth date. But according to that birth year, we got some dead people voting. And according to that birth year, we had a 104-year-old woman that showed up to the polls and voted. Now, I don't know. I thought that would have made like front page of the RJ or the national news. Hey, 104-year-old lady, she's walking to the polls. She's casting her vote, you know, her whatever vote in her life. Yeah, no. So that's just a couple things that we've found out. For everybody that always asks me about voter fraud and where, you know, this is going. And we are so blessed to have Donald Trump as president because he has now promised us, not us in Nevada yet, but he has promised the country that we are going to have an investigation led by Mike Pence, as well as AG Jeff Sessions, and a task force. And I'm saying to the administration, hey, come to Sin City. We got a lot of sinning going on here. We need a federal investigation. This is Megan Barth. This is one of my favorite songs as we go to break. ReaganBabe.com, live out of Las Vegas. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Las Vegas and Palm Springs. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, live from Las Vegas. Also, 98.1 FM in Palm Springs. And you know what? I should probably mention this again because I did so at the top of the hour. My website has changed. It is no longer ReaganBaby.com. It is ReaganBabe.com. And that's ReaganBabe.com. But you can still find me under ReaganBaby on Facebook. And you can still find me at ReaganBaby on Twitter at Reagan_baby. So I encourage you to go to my social media sites and to comment and contact me because I love hearing from our listeners. And we've got callers pouring in right now. My gosh, we got three lines full. Also, you can email me at ReaganBabyUSA@gmail.com. Now, why I no longer have that domain is because it was hijacked last Thursday on the first day of CPAC, basically taken over like a hostile takeover without my consent, without my knowledge, without any warning. I lost a domain that I had had for 10 years. And we had a caller at the top of the hour saying, you were the only conservative outspoken person out there that has been damaged. There was Alex Jones of InfoWars and many others, I guess, over this weekend. It was like a bloodbath. And do you think it's a coincidence that it just so happened at the time of CPAC? I don't think so, because I don't believe in coincidences. You know, CPAC is the largest gathering of conservative activists. And while we're there, we do nothing but, you know, network and get the word out and speak the truth and find the truth and activate the youth there by delivering them the truth in a safe space, a conservative space, safe space that they can't find on their college campuses because of the fascists. You know, UNLV, I think they still have a safe space for the people that just can't accept a Trump presidency. And then, of course, they have this little free speech, you know, space over here that you have to stand in. But you'll be lucky to find conservative speakers welcome on any college campus. So CPAC draws thousands of kids, college-age kids, because it's their safe space. But we, as outspoken conservative commentators and writers, were targeted during CPAC and over this weekend. And I don't think that's a coincidence. So you can find me and my writing at ReaganBabe.com. Until either that is taken over, I got plenty more domains. Don't worry about it. Plenty more in the hopper, should I need them. But ReaganBabe.com is where you'll find my writing. And you can call in, and I'm going to take calls right now. 844-WAR-NOW-1, 844-927-6691. Let's go to line one. Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Hi, I'm Twitter-pated. Is it legal for you to be an alluring femme fatale on the air? I mean, Reagan Babe, that's pretty sexy, lady. I like it.
Good.
Yes. I was just wondering, you have no feminazis coming after you for being Reagan Babe?
Not yet, but, you know, I'm sure that they'll crawl out of the, you know, donut shops or lesbian organizations pretty soon. Who knows?
Sweetheart, I just wanted you to... I guess I'm out of line for calling you sweetheart, too.
I wear it as a badge of honor, Frank.
Love you, baby. And I really... Your voice is too sexy, by the way. You got to work on that. You take care, lady.
Okay. Okay, Frank. Frank. God bless him. Let's go to line two, Randy. You want to talk about federal fraud in Las Vegas, or you're from Vegas. You want to talk about federal fraud?
Yeah, It sounds like Frank's been dipping into the Viagra there.
That or the vodka? I don't know.
You know, the thing wrong with this is Harry Reid and his machine and his tentacles has got this covered. You know, with, even with the son being the chairman of the election commission when he was running it for U.S. Senate, how corrupt can this thing get without people standing up? And Harry Reid already admits he's a liar because remember when he said about Romney not paying taxes and then he chuckled about it and said, it worked, didn't it? That is an out-and-out lie. There's no credibility with that man. And this SEIU, what Trump needs to do is to fine these unions $1 million per occurrence for them to put illegals into a job, and we could shut that communist union down. And, you know, that's just been his control, that, and busing people in. I've got, as well as you, I've got people that worked at these polls that have told me about an hour before the polls close, here come the buses, and some of them are crying because they say they're going to take their children away if they don't vote for the Democrat.
Well, Randy, I don't know.
Another thing is.
Oh, sorry, and I'll let you have more time, but I just want to add to that. I don't know if you heard. There's a little buzz in the connection. Oh, it's line two? Okay, sorry. So we had a bus driver that actually came forward and called in.
I heard it.
Did you hear that? And then.
Yes, it was shocking.
Ahead. Right. And basically, their job was to pick up people in Commerce, L.A., at a bus stop at Commerce. And if you know Commerce, there's this huge bus station there. And they drove them to Vegas, and they put them up at the Stratosphere Hotel on a Friday during early voting. And then on Saturday, they picked them up and drove them to various SEIU locations, whereby then the SEIU vans and buses would take them to the polls.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been going on for years, and this is part of Harry Reid's corrupt tentacles that he's had control over the state.
Yep.
We've got to pull them out by the roots. And that means Trump putting fines against these people. Let's turn the agencies on them and just fine them out of business. You know, every time I see SEIU in their parade, they carry communist flags.
Right.
They're anti-American. And they need to be shut down. And also employers that hire illegals, there's already laws in place. Why they don't enforce them, I'll never know.
Well, it seems like we're coming up on an administration, or we're in an administration that's finally going to enforce federal law for a change. And this is why you see the meltdown from the lawless. And this is why you see the violence, the very violent left. And one thing I also want you to pay attention to is the next uprising that comes from the violent left. All those manufactured signs they have, well, there'll be a line at the bottom of those signs. It's kind of hard to see, but if you know what you're looking for, it'll say comrev.com, I think it is. And that is Communist Revolution. I think it's .org, actually. And they print all the signs. So when you look at who is in the Democrats' back pocket, let's see. We got illegal aliens. We got Communist Party USA. We have Marxists. We have Sharia sympathizers. We have who else? Well, just a whole ugly lot of people, don't we? All of the George Soros, who funds over 200 non-governmental operations, otherwise known as 501c3s, all of his money is used for seditious purposes to overthrow this republic. And I have made this call before, and I will say it again. The Trump administration needs to cut off the head of the snake by ceasing all revenue into these agencies, right, into these 501c3s, and he needs to follow the lead of Hungary. Hungary just kicked all of the NGOs that are run by Soros out of the country, and we need to do the same thing, and then Astrid Silva wouldn't have a job.
Soros is pure Satan incarnate, as far as I'm concerned. He's doing this, hopefully, that America will crash and he'll make more billions. That's the way he's made his living, from other people's tragedies.
No, you're absolutely right. He's actually a Nazi sympathizer. He helped turn over his fellow Jews to the Nazis. And this was uncovered in a 60 Minutes or a 2020 interview. I can't remember if it was 60 Minutes or 2020. And the 60 Minutes. And the interview said, do you not have any regret for what you did? And George Soros is like, no, I don't. He's like, not even
he
now,
actually,
years later. And he's like, nope, I sleep well at night. Okay.
He actually said that was the happiest period of his life, was turning his fellow Jews into the SS, knowing it's concentration camps and death. I mean, how could that make any sane person happy to do that? I don't understand. But you're right about him, and we've just got to pull these out by the roots. But they're desperate right now. I mean, Nancy Pelosi thinks George Bush is still the president, that Maxine Waters thinks Russia has invaded Korea. I mean, these people are so out of touch. They really probably need to be committed more than reelected.
That's absolutely right. Randy, that was an awesome call, and I call them the institutionalized left because that's exactly where they belong, in an institution. That was a great call, Randy. Thanks so much. Do we have time for one more? Charlie G? 2 minutes? Let's go to Mark on line 3. Then we got our lines are cleared up for the next 15 minutes. Hey, Mark from Vegas. It's Megan.
Hi, Megan. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I really appreciate you and Wayne's conservative outlook and trying to take care of business the way it needs to be done. It's appreciated. Mm-hmm. I got a question. Earlier in your program, the tax scam.
Yep,
you
ITIN.
Were talking about, was that an acronym? Can you give me that acronym? I'm looking it up.
Oh, I sure can. It's ITIN. It's called. It's the. Let me get that for you. I've said it so much I can't remember. What is it? Individual. Tax identification number. Individual tax identification number.
So it's ITIN.
Yeah, IT as in Thomas, IN.
Yeah.
And okay. it's individual tax identification number. You can find the story on ReaganBabe.com, the expose, or it's the featured story on CanadaFreePress.com as well. I'm pretty happy about that one.
Very good. Thank you. I want to do some further investigation on this.
I hope you
read into it.
I hope you take that story and spread it all over social media, along with email, and also send it to your congressman or your representative. Thank you so much for your call, Mark. I appreciate it. Megan Barth, Reagan.
Thanks again for everything that you're doing.
Hey,
appreciate it.
Anytime and every day. Thank you. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, and we'll be right back. Welcome back, Las Vegas and Palm Springs. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. God, we only got 10 minutes left in this show. It goes so fast. But I can take a call or two more if you'd like to call in. 844-927-6691. 844-WAR-NOW-1. So I just had a follower tweet me on Twitter. His handle is LG4LG. IRS puts out a tweet. Renewing an ITIN? To avoid IRS delays, submit a complete W-7 and valid ID documents. Yeah, but the 20 dependents, they don't need to show any documentation. You know, when you add this up, this is like $20,000 per ITIN holder. This is a massive tax loophole, which is aiding and abetting fraud, tax fraud. And when I broke this story on ReaganBabe.com, and now Canada Free Press has picked it up and it's the top article on their site as of this afternoon, no one's talking about it. But yet all of our congressmen, at least the ones that were there in 2010 when the IG reports came out, they knew about it. And we need to take the article that I wrote, along with the help of a fraud investigator by the name of X Huntress. Love that name. You can download it, you can print it out, and you can send it with your commentary to your local state representative, and you have to demand that they end the loophole, which allows 20 dependents under one ITIN number, which is given to illegal aliens, illegal undocumented workers, the ability to claim 20 dependents, and these dependents don't even have to prove that they exist if they're from Mexico or Canada. We're getting ripped off. Big league or big Lee or huge, as Donald Trump would say, by the IRS. This is condoned and encouraged. They're tweeting out, hey, oh, and then here's another. Ultra Tax Services on Twitter. Ultra Tax Service. Avoid the rush. Maximum refund. 100% accuracy guarantee. Taxes. IRS. ITIN. And then if you go to Ultra Tax Services, if you go to their Twitter page, it's all in Spanish. Numero ITIN gratis con su preparación de taxes pagada para el, blah, 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 blah. You know, if these people learned English, they wouldn't need to have an ITIN. Let's go to Gail on line one. Hey, Gail.
Hi, Megan. We really appreciate you. You're a true American patriot, and you're we appreciate your campaign for election integrity. But that's not the reason I called. I wanted to know if you have heard that Angela Merkel, the leader of Germany, is now offering money to any refugee who will get out of Germany and go back to where they came from.
Does that make sense to you, Gail? It's like
invites them in. Now she wants to get rid of them.
Right. So she
I think because she's trying to run for re-election. That's why.
Exactly. So on one hand, she invites radical jihadists into her country. And then on the other hand, she says, oh, they're not radical jihadists. You know, we don't have a problem. And then all of a sudden, like a couple weeks later, she's like, get the hell out. Here's some money. You know,
right? Yeah, and I did hear that two of the Nordic countries, maybe Sweden and Norway, have done the same thing, have let the refugees out if they give some money, or they will be given money, and a number of them have gotten out. Have you heard of that?
No, I haven't, but I do, you know, I didn't think it was ironic at all that Trump mentions in the Florida rally, you know, look what's going on in Sweden, and then, you know, Don Lemon and all of the prostitutes in the press of the Democrat Party basically say, Sweden, what is he talking about? Sweden doesn't have a problem. And then the very next day, Sweden has a huge problem of riots in their Muslim ghettos. See, because what happens, and I've been to Europe, okay, and I've been to Paris. And I remember I went to Paris, and I went, I think, around like 2007, I think it was. And we were told specifically by the Paris police, my girlfriend and I, do not go beyond, I think it was like at the time, I think it was in the 14th arrondissement and up, because they were all Muslim ghettos. We didn't understand why, right? We didn't really get
it. They were the no-go zones.
They were the
no-go
zones. Which the
right.
form-
there's a big cover up.
That's right.
Big cover up of their crime.
It's a huge
they
cover
don't want
up.
People to know, but we all know.
We all know. And if we think that that's not going to happen here, well, it's not under President Trump. But we have over 1,000
right.
FBI investigations, active investigations going on with terror cells, Islamic terror cells in this country. These are ticking time bombs. And this is why we need a border. We need a border wall, and we need a border. And we need a commander-in-chief, and thank God we have one, that's going to enforce federal immigration laws. And it is the only...
You certainly do. It's about time.
It's about time. Absolutely. And the last thing I'll say is that, you know, you don't see these terrorist cells in Quaker country in Pennsylvania, do you? I mean, it's not like the Quakers
no.
are, you know, infecting a bunch of areas with radical, you know, jihad. No, that's actually specific to a political theology. Islam is not necessarily a religion. It's a political theology. And those that have corrupted that religion in the name of jihad, okay, anybody that does not submit to their religion is an infidel. And so the more that we let in, the more danger we have amongst us that walks amongst us. And so this
extreme national suicide if we keep this going.
We're committing Germany. If we look at Germany, they've committed basically genocide, cultural genocide amongst their own people. When last year in Lyon, it was New Year's, over 650 sexual assaults were reported. And Angela Merkel at the time says, hey, we don't have a problem. And now she's offering money to get those people, the savages, out of her country. Well, this is what she allowed in. And thank God.
Oh, that's what I've heard.
Yeah. So on Wednesday, I guess, Gail, Wednesday after the state of the or the address to Congress, Trump is going to re-release his terrorism ban, as I like to call it. So we'll see what that what they say.
I hope so.
Yep. Well, Gail, thanks for your call. I really appreciate it. I appreciate your kind words. And folks, we're about to wrap up, and I'm going to say one thank you to, I came into the studio today, and I got the nicest note with a little gift. And it says, Dear Megan, you're the queen of tough talk radio, 790 AM KBET. However, you have the heart of an angel, you rock, and it's from Dane, and it's this little pendant with a guardian angel on it. And I just want to let you know, Dane, that I'm wearing it right now, and I intend to wear it all the time. I appreciate it. I appreciate you all. I appreciate our listeners here in Vegas, Palm Springs, and beyond. I will be back here tomorrow and throughout the whole week for Wayne Allen Root, 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rock. So don't turn the dial tomorrow. Between the hours of 3 to 6, we're going to have another great lineup of guests for you tomorrow and all week, because I recruited a ton of people from CPAC to come on this show, some that are nationally known and experts in their field, and I just really cannot wait to host them and to give you that treat. So again, I thank you. You're going to find me and my work at ReaganBabe.com for the time being, and thanks so much for your time. We'll go to war tomorrow, same time, same place. Talk then.